you know, golf carts have been around forever. I mean, I saw when I was a kid, but they were at golf courses. Then all of a sudden, you know, they started showing up in all sorts of places, like retirement communities. They started using them almost exclusively. But now I see them all over the neighborhood, and it's become sort of a family affair. Maybe that's why Eric Topchick has moved from Denver and come down here to Plano to start out a company called Galaxy Golf Cars. He's the owner and the CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
So this market really has changed a lot. So who are you going to sell to? Are you going to sell to golfers? Or?
Well, that's a great question, David. Actually, 90% of the golf carts that we're going to sell are not never going to see a golf course.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're LSVs, so they're more kind of neighborhood electric vehicles.
LSV, I'm not familiar with
that. That's a low-speed vehicle, yes. Or a neighborhood electric vehicle, the ones you see buzzing around all the neighborhoods with the lights and the bells and whistles, yeah.
So that's interesting. So when did this become a thing? Like I say, I've just noticed it over the last couple of years.
It exploded over COVID, actually. And that's led to really why we wanted to join the industry and you know, provide a service to the community. Because there's been, since that explosion of usage and LSVs in the neighborhoods, there's a lot of brands popping up and a lot of confusion. And people really don't have the guidance that they need to pick the right product for their family. So that was one of the reasons why we decided to get into the business.
So why did this suddenly become compelling during COVID? I still don't think I understand it. I mean, electric vehicles have certainly taken off, but this doesn't have to do anything with the EV phenomenon, does it?
Well, so with the advent of lithium, right, that obviously changed the, you know, how these vehicles operate. But when COVID hit, you know, the market just really took off. Everybody wanted to get out, right? And this was just a way to do that and have fun in the neighborhood and, you know, be outdoors. So it was kind of a perfect storm, really, of timing, you know, people's activities shifting, right, with COVID. And it, yeah, it's really taken off. So families are loving these things. And there's just been a lot of, you know, I would say almost confusion in the marketplace with all the new brands coming out. So we
yeah.
really want to kind of streamline that and help educate people.
So how does this differ from what I would see on a golf course?
Yeah, so these, we have some products that have, you know, bells and whistles that, you know, somebody that would drive a Mercedes or a Porsche every day, or doesn't even have to be that luxurious, but, you know, they want a nice product, right? So these have lights, underglow, subwoofers and speakers, and they, you can speak to them, they're voice activated, and they have iPads that have, you know, one of our products is called Conquest, and you know, you could stream media from your phone and watch a football game as you're driving around the neighborhood.
That's astounding. But I mean, so these are not inexpensive. I mean, these are five figures, right?
They're they can be, you know, in the $10,000 to $16,000 range. But what we found is, you know, there's these American brands and they are very, very expensive and they don't really have all the bells and whistles. So, you know, that's what's led to some of the confusion in the market and why we've selected the partners and the manufacturers we have. You know, they just, they're great quality and ultimately, you know, they're at a better price point than what you could buy for the club cars, easy goes of the world without all the bells and whistles still. And you're spending thousands less on a product like this. And it's just more value. So that's why we love these products.
Well, so these ones that I see around the shopping centers and in my area, what are the requirements? Do you have to be, I mean, if they're driving on the streets, I would assume they have to be licensed and pay fees?
So in this, yeah, every state's different. In the state of Texas, you can get a golf cart license plate. And if you're going to drive it on a street, you know, typically that rule of thumb is 35 mile an hour limit. You can't go on roads over 35 miles an hour. But nevertheless, if you're taking them outside of your neighborhood, you really want to consider getting that golf cart plate and having it, you know, licensed, registered, if you will.
And kids, I mean, I do see some pretty young people driving these things. Do they have the same requirements as an automobile for drivers?
So, you know, again, I think that's a little bit, maybe a little bit of a gray area, right? If you're in a neighborhood, you know, your 14-year-old wants to take the golf cart out, I don't think anyone's going to have a problem. Now, if you're leaving the neighborhood, I'd be a little cautious with that, right? Because you're going out on a street, right? Where obviously people need to have the the credentials to be driving on a road. So I think that's maybe a little of a gray area. And I couldn't give you an exact answer. I think it's just a little bit, you know, hey, if you're in the neighborhood, probably safe for the young ones. And if not, I would probably, you know, make sure they're licensed.
So are there a lot of manufacturers of this? I'm trying to think of, I think I remember Craftsman maybe or something making it, but who makes these?
Yeah, there's, you know, and that's why, it's one of the reasons why I think the market has evolved and why people really need the education. There's tons of brands. You know, there's the traditional big three, you know, the U.S. made Club Car, Easy Go, Yamaha.
Club Car, that's
now,
the...
Yeah, but now there's all these import brands, right? And that's where the problems have come in for consumers, because it's very disorienting to know, hey, is this brand credible? Are they going to, is it reliable? Can the dealer service me, right? So we have aligned with companies that we feel not only support their products and their dealers, but just are higher quality and reliable. And so that was hugely important to us as we partnered with suppliers to make sure that the products are high quality, reliable, good value, and that the manufacturers support us so that we can then support our customers.
You know, I hadn't really thought about foreign manufacturers, but now everybody's talking about tariffs. You know, as a dealer, is this something that you're concerned with, the tariffs?
The tariffs have been an interesting dynamic. Some companies have tried to shift some of their production into different countries outside of China. They've been hit with, you know, tariffs, fines. Again, I think depending on the quality and credibility and how those manufacturers operate their business has led some to navigate those waters a little bit better and resulting in a lot less fines and penalties and increases. Some of them saw that coming and built some of those prices in. Others did not and tried to skirt some of the laws, and they're getting in trouble, David. So, you know, we're seeing even, you know, $100+ million fines for some of these import companies that, you know, they're really, those are the ones that were doing the quote unquote, the dumping, right? They're changing the pricing of the whole market and doing that in a very non-fair way, right? So those companies are kind of getting some backlash from that.
That's fascinating. So you're talking about maintenance. Automobile companies, a lot of automobile dealers make a substantial amount of their money, not off selling cars, but off maintenance and doing regular maintenance. I can't imagine there'd be a lot of maintenance to electric golf carts, but do you do that?
There's maintenance. And again, it kind of comes back to the type of product you buy and how badly you beat it up. Maintenance is big. You know, people want to know that the dealer, right, has their back and will be able to service and support them. So it's definitely a big part of it. We have gone above and beyond and created what we call the Galaxy Guarantee, where we do a full bumper-to-bumper warranty. So even if some of these have a parts warranty, we step up and we say, we're going to cover the service too. You know, they're machines. At the end of the day, you're driving them, you're beating them up, you might hit a curve or something. You know, you need to have a place that will have your back and, you know, make sure that they could get you back on the road. So there is definitely maintenance involved, but these things are, you know, again, for us, that's why I've gone to these particular companies, because I know that they're reliable and high quality, and that when someone takes one out of the showroom or I drop it on their driveway, that it's going to not have those issues, and that, you know, ultimately, look, stuff happens, we have their back. So yeah, maintenance is definitely very important to customers.
The aftermarket, is there a resale value on these things, or do you just kind of people buy them and run them into the ground?
Yeah, you know, you get different folks there. Some like to buy and tinker and run it into the ground. Others, there's definitely a resale. Absolutely, right? So, I mean, I'm talking to people every day. They're coming in, seeing our beautiful products and saying, hey, can I give you my XYZ that I don't want anymore, right, for one of these nicer ones? So we'll take it. We'll do a trade-in. There's absolutely an aftermarket. You know. And
so
also,
do you have a used car lot then or something?
No, but we will have trade-ins. We'll take certain higher quality trade-ins that we can, you know, we can do something with.
Well, it's really intriguing. I've looked at these, and some of them look like, you know, like I say, what I grew up with, the kind of stuff you used to see on golf course. Some of them look like all-terrain vehicles.
Yes. Yes. They make, you know, lithium-powered UTVs now, which we're going to carry a couple select models of those because that's great for the ranches and stuff. There's the UTVs, the side-by-sides, and golf carts. So there's so many products out there. There's really something for everybody.
So you've relocated from Colorado, from the Denver area, to down here in Plano. Is this what you were doing in Denver, or did you come down here because of the growing EV market?
That's a great question. No, I love the Texas area. The economy is booming. The people are great. My family's technically still in Denver, but I've been really here in Dallas. My dad's been here 18 years in Allen and Lucas. We are looking to make the move very soon. My wife is actually Working on that as we speak, potentially. And, you know, we will be here, boots on the ground, very soon here, you know, in the community.
Yeah, all things being equal, you might want to continue in Colorado until on the other side of August.
The summer.
All right.
Yeah,
so you're
in Florida, so.
So, okay, then you know about heat. Okay,
yeah.
So your grand opening, you're out on Central Expressway, and your grand opening is what, this weekend?
So we are officially open. We're doing some great grand opening specials and things, promotions. We are having a huge grand opening celebration on April 26th, and we're gonna have food, giveaways, music, influencers, the whole nine. I have media, so it's going to be really exciting. We just want the community to come out, see our beautiful showroom, and just say hi.
Eric Topchick's CEO and owner of Galaxy Golf Cars. Good to spend some time with you. Wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.